I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, we are always looking for a fresh take on fishing, so today let's talk about the Cape's often overlooked option, freshwater fishing. And let's start with the big why. With all this salt water around us, why should we be looking inland?
Well, I think the presence of all this great salt water and saltwater fishing is one of the reasons that the freshwater fishing on Cape Cod is so good. It's a great option when it's windy, which has been an issue this past week or so. And with all the salt water around that people come to Cape Cod for, the freshwater fishing does not get a lot of pressure. So that means the fishing's pretty good. Also, the ocean influence down here on the Cape, we tend to have a milder winter and then also a little cooler in the summer, so the water doesn't heat up as much, and you get a long season for all the fish to grow. So you also get some very good-sized bass because of that. And then the ocean also does another thing. For some of our ponds, they have outlets or rivers that run to the ocean, and we get river herring. They come in the springtime, and they provide a food source for bass and pickerel and other fish to eat. It gives them extra food to eat, and you get extra big fish.
So how do you get started? We want to figure out where to go, right?
Right. One of the greatest places to start, one of the great resources, is the Massachusetts Department of Fish and Game website. You can go online. They have a bunch of pond maps that show you where access is, where you can launch a boat, and let you know also what types of fish are in most of the ponds. That's a great place to start. And then there are also some smaller ponds that you won't find on the website, and you can kind of find those through word of mouth or just by looking around. Many of these smaller ponds, they don't have any ramp access, which is nice. You won't find any other boats on there. And they are great places to launch a canoe or launch a kayak.
And what kind of fishing are we talking about?
Well, this time of year is a great time for freshwater because a lot of the weeds have grown in, but they're not as thick and choking as they'll be later in the summer in July and August. So right now you can fish lily pads for largemouth bass and pickerel. It's a lot of fun. You can fish topwater, plastic frogs, floating frogs, and it's a very visual type of fishing where you're moving a topwater lure along the top of the lily pads and you get to see the bass come to the surface and blow up on the lure. There's also a lot of sunfish and perch in most of the Cape ponds, obviously a lot of fun for children. So you can fish bobber and worm style stuff, fish a shiner under a bobber, and really have some good action. And then finally, the fly fishing is a lot of fun on freshwater. The trout right now, because the water's warm, the trout fishing is not good, but you can do fly fishing for largemouth bass and for panfish. All kinds of topwater flies will work really well right now.
So before you go, it has been a windy week. What has the saltwater action been like?
Well, it's been tough to get reports because it's been windy, but there are some larger boats that have been able to go out and catch some tuna in the area off the backside of the Cape off Chatham. So if the wind settles down, I think you'll see a lot of boats get into that. Also, Cape Cod Bay, with all the southwest wind, has been a little more protected. So we've had some reports of guys trolling up some striped bass off of Sandwich in that area. And then finally, from shore. A lot of times when the wind blows, you can still get into good shore fishing. I would recommend folks that want to get out and catch some schoolie stripers, check places like harbors and salt ponds, especially before sunrise and after sunset for the best chance. And this time of year, you definitely want to have bug spray.
Yes. For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.